Columbia professors who opposed Brett Kavanaugh defend Joe Biden. By Tom Sikata on May 27, 2020. A group of professors at Columbia University that fought against Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court on the basis of sexual misconduct allegations recently defended the university's decision to invite Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden to speak during a virtual graduation ceremony. Joe Biden allegedly assaulted staffer Tara Reid during an altercation on Capitol Hill in 1993. According to a report by Campus Reform, a group of professors at Columbia Law School are defending the university's decision to invite Joe Biden to speak during a virtual graduation ceremony for law students. The same group of professors argued in 2018 that Brett Kavanaugh should not have been nominated to the Supreme Court on the basis of a sexual misconduct allegation. In 2018, over 30 faculty members at Columbia Law School signed a petition against Kavanaugh's nomination. The petition, which was published by the New York Times, cited sexual assault allegations by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford as one of the reasons that Kavanaugh should not be nominated to the court. However, the professors have a very different opinion of Joe Biden despite the fact that he also faces sexual misconduct allegations. In a press release, Columbia Law School Dean Jillian Lester argued that Biden's exemplary career sets an example for their graduates. Vice President Joe Biden is synonymous with public service. His enduring and exemplary career as a leader, lawyer, and public servant sets an example for our students as they prepare to begin their own course as legal professionals, Lester wrote. Several Columbia Law School professors that fought against Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court have defended the university's decision to invite Biden to speak. Although Professor Jeffrey Fagan fought against Kavanaugh's nomination, he expressed no concern about the university's decision to invite Biden to speak during the graduation ceremony. I suspect that since most of the students have been gone since mid-March, and their minds have been focused on figuring out how to study for finals during lockdown, and because the 3Ls are worried about whether their job offers are still good, the Biden issues aren't foremost on their minds, Fagan said in a comment to Fox News. Columbia Law School professor Avery Katz claims that Biden less objectionable than Kavanaugh because Biden has not attacked his accusers. While Vice President Biden, like Justice Kavanaugh, has denied the allegations against him, he has not, to my knowledge, attacked those bringing or wishing to pursue those allegations. And he has not attacked the legitimacy of the idea that the allegations should be investigated, Katz said. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.